Okay. Next way that we're out of sync. Okay, last way that we're out of sync. We're out of sync with what's possible. We're out of sync with what's possible. Definition of possible, that can be, capable of existing, that can be in the future, that may or may not happen, that can be done, known, acquired, selected, used, etc., depending on the circumstances. See, an extraordinary thing happened in the last 30 years where women won their independence from men. It's an extraordinary thing. When they get this freeze the eggs thing down, we'll win our independence from the timeline. But we won our independence from men, in actuality. And what that independence makes possible is an entirely new paradigm. Dependency creates the paradigm of an adversarial relationship where you have to fight over the power. And you have to manipulate and emasculate and worry and strategize. It's a whole paradigm that comes from dependency. Women being independent of men, no longer needing men to survive, which is a frightening thing. Do you know which our instincts still tell us true, but it's not true anymore. Our winning our independence from men creates a whole new possibility. It creates the possibility of being partners. It creates the possibility of us being together because we chose to be together. Instead of because I got to get one of you or I'm going to die. Do you know, the adversarial paradigm creates for a woman, find the best enemy you can and marry him. And then keep him on a short leash and powerful enough to be handy and somewhat productive, but not too powerful to be dangerous. That's the one we've had. Now we have this whole other possibility. And I think what is really the most upsetting to us is we can taste it, we can kind of smell it, we got a whiff of it. Do you know, like that we could be happy together? You know, we could support each other, we could get behind each other. We could love each other exactly the way that we are and we aren't. Like, we like all have like these glimpses of it could be that way. But we can't reach it. We are still approaching this whole issue the way our ancestors did. And we can't reach what's possible now, because what's possible now is an entirely different paradigm, which requires an entirely different approach. Can you see it? Okay. So my father's an engineer, electrical, mechanical, aerospace. I don't know, I think he's probably everything but genetic engineering, you know? He's an engineer through and through. And I inherited his brain. Only I've applied engineering to human beings instead of physical stuff. Although I do like to invent things at home. As an engineer, to me, the ultimate test of something is, does it work?